Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Even gifted writers, so I'm told, occasionally find it difficult to sit down at the keyboard and actually start writing something. They stare at the screen and lament the chore at hand. No less an expert at crafting fine prose than longtime 60 Minutes curmudgeon Andy Rooney occasionally had to battle the curse of the blank page. Mr. Rooney once offered this helpful suggestion: "My advice is not to wait to be struck by an idea. If you're a writer, you sit down and damn well decide to have an idea. That's the way to get an idea." End of quote. So that's how it's done. Or I would offer this thought from J.K. Rowling, creator of the Harry Potter books. "The wonderful thing about writing," Ms. Rowling said, "is that there is always a blank page waiting." But, she added, "the terrifying thing about writing is that there is always a blank page waiting." Apparently, even having a wizard on the payroll doesn't help much. Anyone who has sat down to write, either professionally or as a personal passion or hobby, has felt the sting of nothingness. The pain of realizing the words are not coming, that the ebb and flow of story development just are not ebbing and flowing. For me, I need a deadline. Back in the day as a young reporter, my city editor provided all the incentive I needed. But now when I need a swift kick in the backside to get things moving, there's no one around to provide it. Absent strict adult supervision, I tend to dawdle. Is it time for lunch yet? How about a nice nap? Oh, look, a squirrel! But help is at hand. When you have a passion for writing and your family and friends are looking for the perfect gift, guess what's coming on your birthday? Take a look at all the guidance available on the shelves at Barnes & Noble, or Books a Million. Everything from subject-verb agreement to the proper use of the pluperfect subjunctive. A dictionary? A thesaurus? Good choices, and I've received several over the years. If you gave me one, I still like you anyway. This year Santa showed a bit more imagination. I got a pair of brightly colored socks. One sock says, "Go away." The other says, "I'm writing." Santa also brought a Christmas gift apparently created to help struggling writers assemble a compelling story. It's a box of 9 dice, each with 6 sides. One of them establishes the timeline, present day, future, ancient history, and so forth. 4 of the dice address the subject of character development to help divine the hero or villain. The other dice deal with the theme of the story, the location, and the inevitable conflict. So I gave the dice a tumble, and cross my heart, here's what came up. Present day, privileged, greedy, clever, man, dystopian, outsider, power versus society. Okay, that's spooky. That book is being written as we speak. But let's move on. I've given the president enough grief over the years. I need the perfect ending here. The clock is ticking, and my deadline is approaching. How about a lighthearted moment with Grammer's stand-up comedian, the dangling participle? That's always good for a laugh. Here's one. Driving like a man possessed, the deer was hit and killed. Now that's funny. Unless you're the deer.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.